Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, voice changers on. You're anonymous. What is your true confession?
Hi. I heard you guys talking about the engagement ring dilemma the other day, and I recently got engaged myself.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. We had we had a woman call in on Monday for a true confession saying she hated the engagement ring her fiance proposed with. And then what made it a little extra complicated was the fact that the ring was a family heirloom from the 1800s.
Yeah,
so I have like a different type of problem involving a ring, like the wedding ring.
Okay, again, who knew there was so much drama that could take place?
Yeah, well, my fiance wants us to get wedding ring tattoos instead of wearing wedding rings, and I don't want to, like, at all.
Oh.
Okay, so like no actual band, just the tattoo.
Right.
Are you not a tattoo person, or is it like that you just want to wear the traditional wedding ring?
No, I have tattoos myself. Like, I don't have a problem with tattoos in general.
Okay, so like, what's the issue?
Well, like, all the tattoos that I've gotten before have been like for me. I've never gotten a tattoo like for someone else. And I just don't like the idea of it because like people change, relationships end, and stuff happens, you know?
Sure, yeah. But I mean, if you're marrying someone, hopefully, I would hope anyways, you would see yourself being with that person for the rest of your life. Like, that's kind of the goal.
Yeah.
So can't you kind of justify that tattoo?
Yeah, I'm just not 100% certain, like, we'll be together for the rest of our lives.
Oh.
Well, that might be a sign.
Oh.
No, I love him, and I do want to marry him, and of course I hope that it does last, but I'm just trying to be, like, realistic. I mean, the divorce rate is 50%, it's at 50% right now, so there's obviously a chance that we'll get divorced, and then I'd have to get it removed, and I always promised myself that I wouldn't get any of the tattoos I had removed. You know, they're meant to be permanent.
Okay. All right, well, let's play a little devil's advocate here. If that happened, if you got divorced years from now, I mean, you could always look at the tattoo as part of your history. I mean, you always, of course, were married to this person.
Right. But, like, even more than that, like, with all due respect, I mean, I feel like the bigger issue is not the tattoo. I mean, it's, you know, it's the fact that you're not 100% sure about this marriage, like, going in.
Right. I mean, I'm as sure as I think you ever are about any marriage. Like, but a lot of them still end. I mean, my parents got divorced, and I don't think that they had that. You know, they thought they were going to get divorced going into it. I have aunts and uncles who are divorced. So, yeah, I mean, I'm as sure as I can be before I do it.
Yeah, look, definitely there's truth to those stats. It's kind of a crapshoot when it comes to the divorce rate. But still, like, I don't know if it's healthy to be cynical going into it.
Yeah.
You're supposed to wait a couple years, develop some resentment. Right. Then that's when the cynicism comes.
7-year itch.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like if you have doubts going in, like this many doubts, I don't know. That just seems like a very unstable foundation.
But I don't think it's cynical. I think it's realistic.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. That's just not the way I personally would want to go into my marriage. I'd want to be like 100% sure, no doubts, and maybe that's naive of me. I don't know, but
well, let's start out there. Have you been in a situation where your fiance wanted to get tattooed wedding bands and you didn't because somewhere deep down you were worried about the marriage not lasting? Or even, you know what, let's throw out the entire tattoo aspect of this and just, did you have doubts going in? Did you think to yourself, I'm not sure about this? I mean, call in 222-9800.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not the only person who's ever felt this way. Again, maybe it's naive of me to think that anyone's 100% sure going in. I don't know.
I mean, it's, you know,
I've never been married, but
it's called being a hopeless romantic for
a
reason, right?
Right.
But yeah, there's got to be people who have been in this situation, as well as people who have gotten married, gotten, again, the tattoo wedding bands, and then gotten divorced and had to decide whether they wanted to get the tattoo removed or covered up or change it in some manner.
Yeah. Or keep it.
Yeah,
as a piece of their history. Yeah, for sure.
Well, you know, either way, we wish you the best. And of course, we hope your marriage beats the odds.
Yes.
Roll the dice.
Thanks.
Some text coming through. Clip PXY Safe text line 69822. What do we got?
This person says, don't get married and don't get a tattoo.
Okay, well, I mean, I generally, if they're not going to get married, I would imagine the tattoo's not happening either.
Yeah, right, right. Another person says, I don't believe in the whole ring thing. I proposed with a brand new Cadillac. This way, if it doesn't work, she can use the engagement present to be on her way.
Convenient. Man. Very convenient.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Getting some calls, too. 222-9800. Shelly from Canandaigua. Good morning. You want to talk about this Team PXY True Confession?
So I can tell you I'm a very logical person, was madly in love with my husband, believed he was magically in love with me, and we have been married 26 years. But I came from a family where there was cheating, divorce, and so I was like, hey, do I need to worry about this? But because I loved him so much and believed in him, I went ahead and have never regretted it since.
Okay, okay,
oh,
awesome. So you did jump all the way in, just head first there, if you will.
Yeah, but I knew the statistics as well.
Right.
And, you know, knew that my parents probably went into it fully believing that they were going to last forever.
Sure. Well, you would hope that every couple goes into it thinking they're going to last forever, even if there's the logical side of you, and maybe that's what this issue is with this woman. Maybe she's a little more analytical, and less emotional. If you're an extremely logical, analytical person, I'm sure it can be difficult to separate that.
To be like totally a hopeless romantic.
Like, well, statistically, I just can't.
Right. Right.
But you jumped in and no regrets.
Absolutely. And as far as tattoos go, I've had one for over 20 years with his initials and our kids' initials on it.
Aww.
And I said, hey, if for some reason anything ever does go wrong, you can just turn it black.
There you go.
It's always other options. Thank you for the phone call.
Thank you.
Lori from Rochester, do you want to jump in on this true confession?
Well, I think she has a stronger attachment to her tattoos than her fiance, since she said she's committed to keeping a tattoo for life, but she doesn't have the same attitude about her husband.
Yeah,
no kidding.
That kind of did jump out. Yeah, you're kind of right about that. Again, do you think that you should go into marriage if you are having doubts like that?
I don't think she should marry this guy.
At least reassess. Maybe good.
Yeah.
Kick that can down the road a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too.
Heather from Newark, what's going on?
So I was just listening to the whole marriage and tattoo wedding fan thing.
Yeah.
Yes, our Team PXY True Confessions. This woman called in because her fiance wants to get the tattoo wedding band as opposed to an actual band, and she's having issue with that because of the possibility they don't make it.
Yes, and you know what? So I got a weird spin for you. So I'm actually divorced, and I'm actually the one that really wanted the tattoo wedding band.
Oh, really?
We never got it, thankfully.
Oh, geez.
But a year later, we were divorced. And
wow.
I went in full force. And I'm 25, so I'm young. That was 2 years ago.
Wow. So when you went into that marriage, did you have doubts? Were you experiencing what this woman who called us is experiencing?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there was definitely some, you know, stuff that, you know, it was give or take if it really was going to last or not. Mm-hmm. You know, we had our issues, but He comes from a very religious family, so I figured we would fight to the end, no matter what it went. And he's actually the one that ended up leaving, and to be honest, he actually went out and partied the rest of the couple of years away.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so I would say your advice is, if you're feeling doubts, don't do it!
Yeah, no kidding.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm telling all my friends, any relationships we're in right now, if you have any of that little gut feeling that something's not right, don't.
So listen to that. Yeah. Listen to your gut, as always.
Thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Christina from Rochester. Good morning. You want to talk about this Team PXY True Confessions?
Yeah. I just was calling in because that young lady that called earlier about the tattoo.
Yep.
I just, you know, wanted to give her my opinion. I have a very large diamond ring and band, and I wasn't forced by my husband to get a tattoo, but I got a tattoo for vacations where I'm not wearing my ring, or, you know.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So you always have it on.
Yeah, I wouldn't be wearing it, and I'm still showing to people that I'm married. I did just a diamond Like, I got a diamond tattooed in the spot versus, like, the date or his
name. That's kind of smart.
Crazy.
Okay, so.
Right, I love diamonds.
Right.
And that's something that, even though it's there, I will always love and never have to worry about getting removed if the marriage didn't work.
It's essentially like your contingency plan, if you will. Like, all right, well, if things don't work out, I'm going to say, I love diamonds. I'm married to diamonds.
That's it. You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.